Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, okay, so, you know, the busy fall months, school's back, kids' sports, college football, and, of course, the NFL. And it's also a great time to get out and run. And one event that brings fitness and veteran support together, we're talking about Wounded Warrior Project's Carry Forward 5K event. We've told you about this before. It's cool. The unique fitness event gives participants a chance to show their support for wounded veterans in person or virtually. And we're joined now by Eden Carr, Fundraising Events Director at Wounded Warrior Project. Hey, Eden, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Thanks for the opportunity of having us on today.
What a cool name, Eden. I don't know anybody named Eden.
Thank you. I will let my parents know that.
Hey, tell us about Carry Forward.
Oh, Carry Forward is wonderful. We've hosted a couple of these so far this season. We've had a great turnout starting in San Diego and then in Nashville. Carry Forward is a unique event. You mentioned running, but folks can run, they can jog, they can walk. And it really allows supporters to put the Wounded Warrior Project mission in motion. So we only have two more in-person events, but we also have a virtual opportunity that provides a chance for people to participate no matter where they are.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I just looked at some of the pictures from the Nashville event. And of course, I've heard about Carry Forward before, but some of our listeners may have not. Why don't you explain what the event is?
Sure. Happy to. At Wounded Warrior Project, we wanted an opportunity that would be fun, creative, but also put that mission in motion, bring veterans and supporters together in their communities, show veterans that their neighbors have their back, that they care about their service, and help them to heal those wounds that they, achieve from serving our country. And it is a fundraising event, and there's a lot of cool ways to get involved and show your support. So we host these 5K events four times in person a year. We just hosted our second one in Nashville that you mentioned, and it was amazing. We had over 1,500 participants out there really showing their red, white, and blue and supporting our warriors and supporting the mission of Wounded Warrior Project. In August, we started the season in San Diego, had over 1,300 folks out there, just such a unique and involved community with all the military installations out in San Diego. And then Carry Forward asks our participants not only to run, walk, or jog a 5K, but to select a cool way to show their support. You can either carry a flag, carry weights, or actually carry another person.
You carry another person for a 5K. That's pretty intense.
It is very intense, but it's a unique and, again, special way that participants can consider participating. They can carry a flag, and it's so inspirational to see all those American flags out there running a 5K course. They can add weights. We have a weight station at every event where they can add to their pack or add to their outfit so that they can simulate what a warrior goes through on the battlefield. Or that's our fitness area, or they can carry an actual person and be fierce. So it's flag, fitness, or fierce. And fierce represents that Wounded Warrior Project logo of caring and supporting another warrior in their time of need. So it is amazing to see these participants out on the course at an event participating in one of these three awesome but very visual ways.
That is just a cool event. And I would imagine, you know, it would be the bigger person carrying the smaller person. But from the pictures I saw, that doesn't always it always happened that way.
No, it's not. And sometimes it's the exact opposite, and the stamina and the initiative of these folks wanting to support our efforts. It's really phenomenal.
We're talking to Eden Carr here in the National Defense Fundraising Events Director at Wounded Warrior Project. And so now that you've completed Nashville, what's next?
Well, we have a couple left in our in-person city series. So on Saturday, October 7th, we're going to be in San Antonio, another city that does an incredible job about supporting warriors in their community. And then we'll conclude this year's season on Saturday, November 4th at our headquarters location in Jacksonville. So both events are expected to have a great turnout, but we always have room for more. So we hope more people will join us.
Well, 1,500 participants in Nashville. That's pretty impressive. Hey, Eden, if somebody wants to give back to veterans in another way, what are their options?
There are so many ways to participate. They can do Carry Forward virtually. Doesn't have to be one of those four cities. Wherever you work and wherever you live, you can participate virtually, just as I've described in person. And they can also host a fundraiser in their own community. So our warriors never pay a penny for our programs or services. The support of the American public helps fuel our life-saving programs. So warriors are empowered to live life on their own terms, mentor fellow veterans and service members, and embody that logo by carrying one another along a path toward recovery. So they absolutely can host their own event, or they can participate and Carry Forward.
And I would imagine, just like anything else, that homepage, woundedwarriorproject.org, best place to start, find out all the information and see how you can get involved, right?
That is the best way to get involved, and many options there, Randy. And thanks so much again for having me on the show.
Listen, it's an honor for us, and I just want you to know that during this interview, this entire interview, I've had a guy on my back.
I love that. Thank you for your support, Randy.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.